So, Stephen, what might the Chancellor have to say on corporation tax and business taxes generally?
Yes, the receipts from corporation tax have been very anemic this year, obviously with the impact of the credit crunch on the financial services sectors and retailing areas like this. Now, we'd be very surprised to see major technical reforms that incorporation tax. What it's much more likely to be restricted to is marginal changes, perhaps even the announcement of a future reduction in the corporation tax rate, which is now out of line, i.e. above what a lot of our international competitors charge as their main corporation tax rate. But that would have to be paid for by other reliefs being either abolished or decelerated in their impact. So I don't think there's going to be major changes in quantum of corporation tax collected. I think that will be broadly the same. Now, every budget contains a lot of measures to combat perceived tax avoidance, and this pre-budget will be no exception to that rule. We'll see a wide range of aggressive tax planning schemes which have been notified to HM Revenue and Customs being negated by new legislation coming in. That will be part of every pre-budget and every budget, really, from now on, whichever political party is in control. Now, one area that we fear that the revenue might have a look at is the extent to which tax losses can be carried forward to future periods. The UK has relatively generous rules on this in that we don't have a fixed limit on the use of tax losses. Now, the Chancellor might just be tempted in areas such as financial services to cap the length of time a tax loss can be carried forward, perhaps to 6 years, or might say that it can only cover a certain percentage of a future profits. So those are a couple of areas that we think he might be looking at. More generally on business taxes, that I think he'll be very concerned to make sure that there's no measures introduced that harm competitiveness, and he'll see through the changes on controlled foreign companies that have come in the last budget. And also, I think there'll be some marginal changes to those to make the application of the CFC legislation more compliant with EU law generally. Now, another area that he might look at is the employment-related issues. Clearly, the Chancellor wishes to encourage a lower amount of cash bonuses to be paid in many sectors and for the bonuses to be paid through share incentives. And I think we might see him looking to encourage share option schemes, perhaps provided that the options have a longer period until they can be exercised, to try and align risk and reward in the corporate sector, given that his perception of what's gone wrong in the financial sector. So those are some of the main areas I think that we should be looking for.